Hello, this is John speaking.
Hey, John, this is Tyson.
Hey, Tyson. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Hey, I checked my account, and that did not clear last night, so I don't know if it wasn't enough time or if it's just going to take 2 days or what, but that payment didn't clear, so I still only have like a $300 credit or $300 available on there. So let's go ahead and reschedule it for Tuesday, and you can call me Tuesday morning. It'll definitely be available by Tuesday. I mean, there's no doubt. It'll be available by tomorrow. But okay. If you want to call me tomorrow, we can take care of it. If you're not working tomorrow, then let's just do it Tuesday morning, and then we'll set the meeting for like say maybe around, I don't know, 2 o'clock or something.
How about this? I'll do you something even solid, man. Because the longer you have the process of that we call it the CI, right? You're going to contact with our technicians. The longer it takes for everything to get set up, I'd rather get this thing set up for you in the best way as possible. And you've been patient with me and transparent, so I'll just go ahead and do. It's up to you, but I'll go ahead and knock off the setup fee here for you. It won't ever come to you again after as well too. So I'll just do $249, and then month to month it'll still be at $249. Nothing changes. Just me doing a helping favor here because I'd rather have you getting all set before anything could happen and it's out of my control at that point, and that would be horrible on my end. I would feel horrible. So
right.
Is that all right with you?
All right.
Yeah, no, just because I know next week it'll – okay.
Well, but the problem is I probably, to be honest with you, even if I pay today, I'm probably not going to have time to talk with him until Tuesday. Just because, like I said, today I've got up, I've got all my stuff I've got to do, and I'm looking at it, and I'm like, it's Friday. And so I hate to schedule something and take up somebody's spot on a calendar. I mean, now they can try to call and see if I'm available at that time. I just can't promise anything because it is Friday for Memorial Day weekend. It's payday for all my guys. It's just, you know, kind of turned into be a crazy day where I thought I was going to get to sit in the office and take care of bookwork and everything and bids. I've actually got to run up to Grapevine, which is north of us here, and check on some guys that are doing a job. So, anyway, going to take out about another 2.5 hours out of my day that I wasn't expecting. So
Anyway. No, you're good. I'm more worried about pricing changing towards the end of next week because it's different chart. So that's what I'm worried about on there. If you don't have time enough to talk with them today, at least let them know so that way they can reschedule for Tuesday. Then from here on out, you'll be talking about a text. That way you have that good communication ready starting from the get-go and everything like that. Is that all right with you, Tyson?
Okay.
I just want to make sure you're taking care of that's all. Okay.
Yeah, no.
We did everything too. Let me make some modifications right now. It takes me like 5 minutes here, so give me just a second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just got their approval. I felt so bad. I hope I didn't call too early for you, man.
No, not at all. Not at all. I'm just usually about that time. Like I said, you're probably going to catch me in the bathroom or something. So I don't know. I wasn't sure what time you called. I actually had to go take some trash out of the office and stuff like that. So I was like, well, shoot, I don't even know. I just looked on my phone and saw that missed call and thought, oh, he called me, and I was like, that's right, he's calling for there. So I jumped on my bank account to see if it had cleared. I was like, of course not. The night's when I really need it to, it doesn't. The night's when it doesn't really matter is when it does. So.
Oh, Dice, you cracked me up, man. I forgot how funny you are. Oh, my God. All right, so let me see here. Okay, looks good. Let me hit refresh on here as well. All right, and yep, we did all the recording and stuff like that, so you're all taken care of. Again, I want to make sure you see the actual invoice just in case, too. There we go. Looks good. So let me go ahead and process the payment for only $249, okay? As promised, so. I just want to make sure you're taken care of, man. That's all. All right, here we go.
Sounds good to me. I mean, I love saving money, so.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I mean, saving money on your end, but at the same time, it's also making sure that you're grandfathered in at that price. That's important to me.
Sounds good to me, you know.
All right. It just went through. So, as promised, I'm going to stay on the phone with you. Let me know. You should get a text and an email whichever comes first, let me know which one, and then I can walk you through so you can see everything in writing there.
I just refreshed my dial-up.
You serious?
No. Well, where we live out here, it's in the country, so literally we only get a 50 megabyte download speed where we're at.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, you're in ancient times over there.
I'm telling you, they hadn't put... Yeah, I thought Oklahoma was bad. No. Yeah, I got here, so... thanks for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Click that for me. Yep.
Put on speaker so I can look at my phone.
And in here, Tyson, is all the breakdown. Okay, and like I promised, you got your Facebook ads for the social media breakdown, how that even works like that. You have all the stuff in there. If you have any questions, concerns, I am here with you. Ask away. But once you see everything that we discuss is in there, at the bottom, there's a box you have to click to, like a checkbox thing, and then you're going to sign your first and last name, and that, you're good to go from there. But take your time. I'm here with you.
Lottery here. Okay, now it's paying me for username and password.
Beautiful. All right. So that's actually, you hold it there. When you talk to our technicians, they're going to develop that username and password with you, so that way they can walk you through, show you how to look at all your analytics, everything. That's going to be your bread and butter, okay, Tyson? So make sure to keep track of all that, because you as a business owner, you already know analytics is everything. You want to make sure you can measure anything, so you can see the keywords, all of it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And so again, Tyson, well, first off, I'm going to say congratulations, man. Welcome to the family here. I wanted to make sure I really take care of you. So. Yeah, yeah. So today, if you can't talk to the technicians, let them know. All right. She's like, hey, listen, I'm too busy. Let's reschedule next week. They're perfectly fine with that. From here on out, your calls with them and communication with them, if you wanted to make this work at its best, communicate with them. They're the ones that can help you. Okay, Tyson? You have their number and everything now, right? Yes, sir.
Yes, is it in the messenger that they sent, or is it up here on this email you sent to me?
The email that I sent to you should have an 877 number, no extension. It's just voice activated. Yeah, you can ask for, let's say, if you had trouble with your Facebook, like, can I talk to Facebook? Boom, and then they'll answer the phone and talk with you from there.
Okay, gotcha. All right.
Yes, sir.
Yep,
yes,
I've got the number right here. Good to go. All right. Good deal.
All right, Tyson. You take it easy, partner.
Well,
welcome to the family. Yes, sir.
Sounds good. Right. Sounds good, man. You have a good Memorial Day weekend, buddy.
Likewise. All right. Talk to you soon.
Bye. All right, bye.